The 2021 WASDE report just came out, and Kim, how does it compare with expectations?
I think it came in pretty close to expectations.
So let's start with wheat. What are the wheat numbers looking like?
Well, if you look at wheat and production for the United States, it came in at 1,866,000,000 bushels. That's right near, pretty close to what the pre-release estimates was. You look at last year, it was a little over 1.9 billion bushels. You look at the world, 28.2 billion bushels. That's a new record. Beat last year's record of 28.1 billion bushels. You look at the Black Sea area. Remember, Russian production is supposed to be lower, or Ukraine lower, Russian higher, Kazakhstan about the same. They came in at 4,354,000,000 bushels. You look at last year, it was 4,198,000,000, so about 156 million more bushels out of the Black Sea. Hard red winter in the U.S., 733 million bushels. That's 100 million less than last year. Oklahoma came in at 102.6 million bushels compared to 110 last year. You look at ending stocks, I think that's a good number for price. U.S. down to 909. I think that was a surprise. Was expecting it to be a little lower than that. The world at 11.4 billion. That's a record. Beat this year's record. That was 10.8. The Black Sea area is 482 million. You know, we've been talking about the building stocks a little bit. Well, they're not building it all that much. It's 391 last year versus 482 this year.
So what about the corn numbers? What are they looking like?
Oh, they're ugly. Well, unless you want production. If you want production, a U.S. production at 16 billion bushels, you know, compared to 13.7 last year. Their record was 14.3, so just lots of corn. You look at the world production, 46.7 compared to 43.9. We got corn for this next year, at least if we get it produced. Ending stocks for the United States going up from 2.1 billion bushels to 3.3 billion, record and record. World going from 12.4 to 13.4, so lots of corn.
So, but what about soybeans? Are soybeans any better than corn?
Oh, they're higher. All across the board, we've got increased production in the crops this year. You look at soybeans, 4.1 billion bushels compared to 3.6 last year. Now, the record soybeans is 4.4, so we still haven't got there. You look at the world, 13.3 billion bushels compared to 12.4, so higher. Any stocks, though, lots of soybean use. That's the good news on soybeans. Any stocks for the U.S. going down to 405 million bushels, down from 580. Remember, we was at 900 plus 2 years ago. World down to 3.6 billion compared to 3.7 last year. So soybeans, I think, is a better situation, still higher production.
So the past few weeks that we've talked, in the past couple months actually, cotton's been kind of, as you would say, wallowing around. How did they fare with this in the WASDE report?
Cotton came in about like the others, not quite as bad. You look at production in the U.S. down slightly to 19.5 million bales, down from 19.9. The world, 119 million bales, down from 122.7, so that's relatively good. Ending stocks, though, use in cotton looks like it's going to be down next year, 7.7 million bushels in these stocks, up from 7.1 for the U.S. The world, 99.4, up from 97.2. So lower cotton production, but higher ending stock.
All righty, Kim. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.